Welcome to the MMA and Sports Betting Podcast, where I preview and give my predictions for every MMA fight from a betting perspective. I'll also give out the bets I'm making in the other sports for the week as well, if I have any at the time of recording. As always, I am your host, Michael Gracchi, and we're going to get started with UFC 243. The event takes place at Marvel Stadium in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. The main event takes place in the middleweight division, where Robert Whittaker defends his UFC middleweight championship against Israel Adesanya. The co-main takes place in the lightweight division, where Ally Aquinta takes on Dan Hooker. Also on the main card, heavyweights Tai Tuivasa and Sergey Spivak face off against one another. Luke Jumal takes on Diego Lima. And we have Justin Taffa versus Jorgen De Castro. Let's get started in the main event. We have Robert Whittaker with a record of 20-4 taking on Israel Adesanya with an undefeated record of 17-0. Current odds currently have Adesanya minus 125, comeback on Whittaker's minus 105. Since losing to Stephen Thompson at UFC 170, Robert Whittaker is on a 9-fight win streak. He won the UFC middleweight championship by defeating Yoel Romero via unanimous decision at UFC 213. He beat Romero a second time, this time via split decision at UFC 225, which was supposed to be for the UFC middleweight championship, but Romero missed weight for that one, making it a non-title bout. Whittaker returns almost after a year and a half absence to defend his title against Israel Adesanya on Saturday. 14 of the Australian-born fighter's 20 career victories ended inside the distance, 9 via knockout to go along with 5 by submission. 28-year-old will make the walk for the 25th time when he steps into the octagon to defend his title against Adesanya on Saturday. Israel Adesanya has yet to taste defeat as a pro. His most recent win was at UFC 236, where he beat Calvin Gastelum via unanimous decision, and what was sure to be the finalist for the fight of the year. 13 of the Nigerian-born fighter's 17 victories ended inside the distance, all via knockout. At 30 years of age, Adesanya will make the walk for the 18th time on Saturday. Adesanya prefers to fight in space so he can utilize his kickboxing style of fighting. He's arguably the best striker in the middleweight division. He has excellent technique, he cuts the cage off well, and the way he uses angles will most likely give Whittaker some trouble. For Adesanya to have success in this fight, I think he must be able to keep Whittaker at range by utilizing a kick-heavy offense and sharp jab. Whittaker is an excellent boxer. He likes to walk forward and push at a ridiculous pace. He's going to want to crash the distance and get inside on Adesanya. While I expect the fight to play out on the feet, Whittaker's wrestling gives him an advantage. He has good takedown defense and offensive wrestling. Both fighters are durable with high fight IQs. This is a tough fight to pick. Actually, this is probably one of the toughest fights of the year. But my official pick is going to be Robert Whittaker by decision. And from a betting perspective, if I knew Whittaker was going to implement a wrestling-heavy game plan, then I'd be all over him at even money as it currently stands. I'm going to monitor the odds, and if money keeps coming in on Adesanya, I probably will make a play on Whittaker, but as of right now, it's a pass. Moving on to the co-main event, we have Ally Aquinta with a record of 14-5-1. He's taking on Dan Hooker with a record of 18-8. Current odds has Dan Hooker minus 165, comeback on Ally Aquinta plus 135. So after winning 5 fights in a row, Ally Aquinta is 1-2 over his previous 3 bouts. He lost to Khabib Nurmagomedov via unanimous decision at UFC 223, but he bounced back with a win over Kevin Lee at UFC on Fox 31. He lost his most recent fight to Donald Cerrone via unanimous decision at UFC Fight Night 151. 8 of the Sarah Longo Fight Team Products' 14 career victories ended inside the distance, 7 via knockout. At 32 years old, Ally Aquinta makes the walk for the 21st time. Dan Hooker was on a 5-fight win streak until he got destroyed by Edson Barboza at UFC on Fox 31. He bounced back with a win in his most recent bout by defeating James Vick via first-round knockout at UFC on ESPN4. all but one of the 29-year-old's 18 career wins ended inside the distance, 10 via knockout to go along with 7 by submission. This will be the New Zealander's 27th professional fight. Hooker is a striker who will want to stand and trade. He uses his range well and has a ton of power. While I favor Hooker's striking, Iaquinta is the better wrestler, and it could play a factor here. Iaquinta tends to struggle with technical strikers, so he must use his wrestling if he's going to win this fight. On the feet, Hooker's length will give Iaquinta problems, so if he can't get inside boxing range, I think it's going to be a bad night for him. Both fighters have clear paths to victory here. My official pick is going to be Dan Hooker by TKO. And from a betting perspective, I'm passing on this one, but I think the value is on Iaquinta. Money has been coming in on Hooker. If that continues to play, I might take a look at Iaquinta, depending on how the money continues to come into this one closer to fight time. Moving on, we have Tai Tuivasa with a record of 10-2 versus Sergey Spivak with a record of 9-1. Current odds has Tuivasa minus 415, comeback on Spivak plus 315. So Australia's own Tai Tuivasa started his pro fighting career winning his first 8 bouts in a row. Now he enters Saturday's fight the loser of 2 straight. He got finished by Junior Dos Santos via second round knockout at UFC Fight Night 142. And in his most recent fight, he dropped a 3-round unanimous decision to Blagoy Ivanov at UFC 238. 7 of his 8 career wins ended inside the distance, all via knockout. The 26-year-old will make the walk for the 11th time on Saturday. Sergey Spivak began his pro career by winning his first 9 fights in a row. He finally tasted defeat in his most recent fight when he lost to Walt Harris via knockout within the first minute of round 1 at UFC Fight Night 151. All 9 of his career wins ended inside the distance, 4 via knockout and 5 by submission. This will be the 24-year-old's 11th pro fight. Tuivasa has clearly fought the tougher competition. He's primarily a striker and prefers to trade at boxing range. However, he's fairly one-dimensional with his striking and has no ground game to speak of. He has weak takedown defense and is a fish out of water when it comes to fighting off of his back. If Spivak can survive the early onslaught and get the fight to the ground in the later rounds, then I think his chances of winning increase. Spivak's path to victory is to get Tuivasa to the ground, tire him out, and work his submissions. That said, Tuivasa via first round knockout wouldn't surprise me in the least. My official pick on this one is Tuivasa by TKO. From a betting perspective, there's no way I'm laying 4-1 on Tuivasa. This one is a dog or pass for me. I may take a look at fight doesn't go the distance. So I'll see what that prop is and take a hard look at that one. But as of right now, I will be passing on this fight. And moving on, we have Luke Jumau with a record of 13-4. He is taking on Diego Lima with a record of 14-7. Current odds has Lima minus 155. Comeback on Jumau plus 125. So Luke Jumau is 2-1 under the UFC banner. He won his most recent fight by defeating Dachi Abe via unanimous decision at UFC 221. Saturday's fight will be the 18th pro bout for the 31-year-old New Zealander. Of his 13 victories, 5 are via knockout to go along with 4 by submission. Brazilian-born fighter Diego Lima enters the fight looking for his 3rd win in a row. His most recent victory came at UFC Fight Night 150, where he defeated Court McGee via split decision. Of the 30-year-old's 14 pro wins, 4 are via knockout and 4 are by submission. This will be Lima's 22nd professional fight. So I like the way Lima's looked lately. He seems to be fighting smarter and taking less chances. He has the edge and experience, and he's fought the tougher level of competition. I think he's better than Jumau both on the feet and the ground, and I expect Lima to be the busier fighter and outvalue Jumau on the feet. My official pick here is going to be Lima by decision. And from a betting perspective, I do like Diego Lima minus 150. -155 where he currently stands now. I would definitely be taking a hard look at that. I did bet Lima at -150, however. So next up, we have Justin Taffa with a record of 3-0. He's taking on Jorgan De Castro. He's also undefeated with a record of 5-0. Current odds has Justin Taffa -135. Comeback on Jorgan De Castro is +105. So undefeated Australian-born fighter Justin Taffa makes his UFC debut on Saturday. All three of his professional fights were under the Extreme Fighting Championship Australia promotion. His most recent victory occurred at XFC 41, where he finished David Termopia via first round knockout. Taffa has yet to see the third round, and all three wins are via knockout. Jorgan De Castro makes his UFC debut on Saturday after starting his pro fighting career going 5-0. His most recent win occurred at Dana White's Contender Series, where he finished Sanford Alton Meeks via first-round TKO. Four of the 31-year-old's five pro victories are via knockout. This one should be a slugfest until one of them drops. Neither fighter is technical on the feet, and they both throw strikes at a low volume. Taffa constantly walks forward and is very athletic for a big guy. I like De Castro's cardio better, so the longer the fight goes on, the more I like his chances. However, I wouldn't be surprised to see one of them get swept in the first round. My official pick here is going to be De Castro by knockout, but with no confidence whatsoever. From a betting perspective, this one is a hard pass for me. So let's take a commercial break, and when we come back, we will dive into the prelim portion of the card. All right, we are back. Let's take a look at the prelim portion of the card. Jake Matthews with a record of 14-4. He takes on Rostam Ackman with a record of 6-1. Current odds has Matthews -395. Comeback on Ackman is +320. So I like the way Matthews mixes up his offense. He works in takedowns and is more than competent on the ground. Ackman is primarily a striker who likes to push a pace and outvolume his opponents. However, his striking defense is lacking, and he's prone to get hit with counter strikes quite frequently. Matthews has fought the higher level of competition, and I think he's better than Ackman regardless of where the fight goes. Ackman has power, so he does have a puncher's chance, but this is Matthews' fight to lose here. My official pick is Matthews by knockout, and from a betting perspective, the odds are too high for me, so I will be passing on this fight. Moving on, we have Callan Potter with a record of 17-8. He has taken on Mackie Pitolo with a record of 12-4. Current odds has Pitolo -385. Comeback on Potter +310. Potter is average at best everywhere. He's decent in the clinch, but he isn't a good striker. He's best on the ground, so his path to victory is to get Pitolo down and I'll work him on the mat. Pitolo is younger and stronger. He's a good striker, so as long as he can defend the takedown and keep the fight standing, I expect him to piece Potter up on the feet. I think this one should be a fairly easy win for Pitolo. My official pick is going to be Mackie Pitolo by knockout. And from a betting perspective, I will be passing due to the odds being so wide. Fight doesn't go the distance, might be worth taking a look at, though. Next up, we have Megan Anderson with a record of 8-4. She is taking on Zara Farron Dos Santos. She has a record of 6-2. Current odds has Anderson -550. Comeback on Dos Santos +375. So clearly the UFC is in the Megan Anderson business. So this is a fight they feel she should win fairly easily. Dos Santos is primarily a striker, which plays right into Anderson's game. She doesn't have to worry about defending the takedown, so I expect her to come out aggressively and try to get Dos Santos out of there early. The problem is Anderson has poor defensive striking and takedown defense. Add in the difficult weight cuts she's been known to have, and I wouldn't be surprised to see Dos Santos win this one. But that said, my official pick is going to be Megan Anderson by knockout. And from a betting perspective, I'm passing, but I do think the value is on Dos Santos. And I may even sprinkle on Dos Santos the closer we get to fight time. And honestly, I'm not even comfortable putting Anderson in a parlay at this stage of her career. So in starting in the early prelims, we have Jamie Mullarkey with a record of 12-2. He is taking on Brad Riddell with a record of 6-1. Current odds has Riddell minus 180, come back on Mullarkey is plus 150. This one should be a banger. Riddell is primarily a striker. Mullarkey is a striker too, but he'll shoot for takedowns to keep his opponents guessing. This one should play out on the feet, and if it does, I do like Riddell's chances here. That said, Mullarkey has excellent cardio, so if he can get past the first round, I think this fight gets very interesting. Overall, Mullarkey is the more well-rounded fighter and has fought the tougher competition. His chin is suspect, so I can see Riddell knocking him out in the first round. But if Mullarkey can get the fight to the ground, he does have a good chance at pulling off the upset here. That said, my official pick is going to be Riddell by knockout. And from a betting perspective, I do like Riddell at minus 170 to minus 180. If the odds do get wider, I will be passing. But as of right now, I do like Riddell at minus 180. Moving on, we have Nadia Kasim with a record of 5-1. She's taking on Ji Yeon Kim with a record of 8-2-2. Current odds has Kim minus 180. Comeback on Kasim is plus 150. Kasim is aggressive with her strikes and kicks, and she's always marching forward. Her biggest weakness, though, is her takedown defense and ground skills. Kim also prefers to stand and trade. If she was smart, though, I think she should implement a heavy wrestling attack and take advantage of Kasim's poor takedown defense. However, I don't expect that to be her game plan, so the fight should play out primarily on the feet. And if it does, I do like Kim either way in this one. I think she's just a better fighter overall than Kasim. So my official pick will be Kim by decision. I don't see either fighter getting finished. From a betting perspective, I will be passing on this one. I do think Kim should get the win, but I just think the odds are too wide right now. And finally, we have Khalid Taha with a record of 13-2, taking on Bruno Silva with a record of 11-3-1. Current odds has Taha minus 245, comeback on Silva plus 195. Taha will be the taller fighter. He's going to want to keep the fight at range so he can utilize his reach advantage. Silva is a flyweight fighting at bantamweight, and I think the size difference will be a little too much for him here. But Taha does have terrible takedown defense, and he struggles on the ground. So if Silva can avoid getting knocked out early, then I think he will eventually be able to get Taha to the ground. And if he does, then at that point, I really think it's anybody's fight. So I think this one is a little bit tighter than what the odds currently show. But I wouldn't be surprised to see Taha finish his fight in the first round either. My official pick will be Taha by knockout. And from a betting perspective, as of right now, I'm passing, but I do think the value is on Silva. So that'll do it for UFC 243. So taking a look in college football and the NFL, I currently don't have any bets, but keep an eye on the newsletter. Keep an eye on your email inbox. I will be sending those out via the newsletter once I do finalize my picks in college football for today and, again, the NFL for tomorrow. My current record in college football is 8-5. For plus 3.35 units. And in the NFL, 500 with a record of 5-5 for minus 1.55 units. So, all right, that'll do it for this episode of the MMA and Sports Betting Podcast. If you like the show, I encourage you to check out the MMA and Sports Betting newsletter on Substack. The link for the newsletter is MMAandSportsBetting.com. www.substack.com. I'd also greatly appreciate it if you hit the subscribe button. The newsletter is free, and you'll get all of my MMA previews and predictions, as well as every bet I make sent directly to your email inbox. Again, you can find the newsletter at mmaandsportsbetting.substack.com. You can also follow me, the podcast, and the newsletter on Twitter at Michael Grocki. That's MichaelGrocke. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for the podcast or the newsletter, the email address is mmaandsportsbettingpodcast@gmail.com. So until next time, everyone, enjoy the fights and may all your bets be winners.